Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Right, before I do this, I must spray another bit of my powerful perfume. This is my Ceruti 1881. Thank you to whoever sent me the offer on it at the moment. That is wonderful. I will be partaking in that. What does your perfume or your aftershave or your scent of choice say about you? What kind of person are you? I have already read Niall Power and the Hugo Boss, and it's everything that he hoped for and more. You've obviously sent in
Oh my God, it exploded. Yeah. And do you know what's really interesting about this? It's different from other things. The guys are really into this.
The lads
really want to know what
it says.
Do you
know what also is really interesting about this? I want to say kudos to the lads of the Southeast. You're smelling sexy, lads, if that's what you're wearing, because some of these are good aftershaves, all right? And the girls. Right, let's go for it.
Okay, let's start. We're going to do just some live calls very quickly. This could go horribly wrong. It could work. We don't know, but let's try our best. Let's start.
Who's this?
This is Sophie, who has one that's been mentioned a couple of times this morning.
What is it?
It's Prada Paradox.
Yeah, it's been embarrassing if Sophie doesn't answer.
Yeah,
come on now, Sophie.
Maybe it works. Maybe
Sophie,
it works.
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for you to get red.
We're going to move on. You've missed
that opportunity. That's never happening again, Sophie. Unfortunately, Niall's cut you off there. Right, who have we got? Come on.
Let's stay with Prada Paradox because it's so popular. And let's see if Eva is available to chat to us.
Okay, this will be a first where we ring eight people in a row and not one of them.
They want the reading, but they won't want it that much.
Eva, good morning.
Hello, Eva. How are you?
To be breakfast.
Hi. Good morning.
Now
you're driving. You're busy. I won't keep you too long. Eva, Prada Paradox is your scent of choice. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Eva. You are stunning. You are a beautiful girl, not only on the outside but on the inside as well. And you, Eva, know what you want out of life and you intend to get it. You will not let anybody get in your way. Eva is here to play. Am I right or am I right?
That sounds great to me.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay, you nailed the first one.
Thank you so much, Eva. Have a great day.
Safe journey wherever you're going.
She didn't have much to say, but I think she was happy with it. She was just taking it in, probably, to be honest with you. Okay, who we
got? Right, we're going to Billy.
Billy.
Billy's in Carlo and he's quite impressive with the aftershaves he's mentioned.
Billy, don't let us down now. You're one of the people that I really... Billy, I rate you, Billy. How are you?
Yeah.
Well,
how
Billy.
How are you? That's bad.
Yeah, good. Everyone's in a bad line this morning. Okay, talk to us. What is your scent of choice, Billy?
I say Dior Sauvage and Paquavan 1 Million as well. I use both of them sometimes.
Billy, this is high-end stuff we're talking about here. This is no messing. Billy, you are somebody who does not leave the house, whether it's in the gym gear, going to the local on a Friday night, or going to you put everything into making sure that you look and feel great. Is that right, Billy?
Oh yeah, that'd be 100% true. Yeah.
And Billy, you give me, I don't know if I'm throwing this out there, Billy, you're giving me CEO energy.
Not really, no, I'm a teacher, so kind of CEO energy. I'd be in charge of small people, yeah.
Yeah, you see,
CEO of small people.
That was coming later, Billy. CEO of the younger generation, shaping the future, Billy, with your job every single day. Billy, you're an absolute legend, and we think you're brilliant, so go about your day, okay? Keep doing what you're doing.
Cheers.
CEO energy, Billy, don't lose it.
CEO energy. Right, where will we go next? Let's try another girl. Let's go over here, right, because I haven't seen this one in a while.
Who's this?
Do we have a name? Lorraine.
Lorraine. Lovely Lorraine.
A bit retro, this one.
Okay,
now,
retro. Okay.
Come on, Lorraine.
Lorraine, don't let us down. Lorraine, my darling, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, we're good. How's your Wednesday going?
Oh, grand, just getting ready for work.
Okay, all right. We won't keep you, Lorraine. Talk to me. What is
your...
No worries. Sorry to interrupt you, Lorraine. I just think this is important. You need to know. What is your scent of choice, Lorraine?
Britney Spears Fantasy.
Closing my eyes here for this one. Lorraine, you're bringing me back. Lorraine, you are somebody that just loves a bit of nostalgia. There's nothing like it. It brings you back to a time and a place in your life. It's a trusted scent. You, Lorraine, are fabulous, okay? You're fabulous. In everything that you do, you're fabulous. You're there getting ready this morning. You're ready to bring your A game throughout the day, whatever you do. People love you, Lorraine. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
I know. Everybody loves Lorraine, all right? There's nothing you can do wrong. Lorraine, today's going to be a great day. Keep spraying that Britney, okay?
Get in there. Thanks a million.
Okay, bye, lovey. I feel like we really interrupted her, but she wanted the information.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It's just you're ridiculous.
I'm not ridiculous.
We're going to do one more
segment.
Let's go to Wexford.
Oh,
right?
She's my hometown.
My hometown, right?
I know. They love the strong sense, don't they? Stop laughing. Oh, no, please don't let us down.
Right,
who's
Tony.
This? Is this Tony? Ah, Tony, welcome Tony. To the show.
Hello, how are you guys?
Oh, we're good, darling, we're good. Tony, talk to me.
I've been wearing it, I'd say, for about 20 years now.
Right.
Yeah. I absolutely love it. Good. It's an aftershave called Dupe.
Dupe.
Oh,
classic in its field.
Tony, it can't go wrong. It can never fail. Tony, give me a second now. Closing the eyes, you're the last one of the day. I don't want to mess this up. I want to give you as much as I've given the others here this morning, okay? Tony, everything about the Dupe and you go hand in hand. Classic, traditional, really giving Wexford everything that you possibly can. Mm. Tony, I'm getting bus driver from you. And that is such a big responsibility. And I'll tell you for why. People get on your bus, Tony, they get off. They tell their friends. Dupe Tony is what we're calling him.
Dupe Tony was driving today.
Dupe Tony leaves his scent wherever he goes, and you never forget it. Your smile, the dupe, everything about you, Tony. We celebrate you today. All right, you are wonderful, Tony. We love you.
All right, guys, thanks very much.
Stunned into
That's
silence.
That's all I can say.
You go about your business, Dupe Tony. Have a good
Please
day.
Please never change, Tony. You'll be letting the people down, all right? Keep being you and duping.
Bye.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax.
The fix.
Enjoy your favourite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
All right, so we love our national days. Little update today for you on what days today is. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, if anyone fancies that. It's National Organise Your Home Day. International Kite Day. And today is World Logic Day. From mathematics to computing to philosophy, logic plays an incredible role as what sets humans apart from other species of animal.
Okay.
And World Logic Day provides an opportunity for the best and brightest minds from all over the globe to unite over the topic of logic. And when I think the best and brightest minds, I think Shauna Lyons.
What an absolute lie.
How are you with logic?
I'm not very logical. I'm not like, do you know what? I've gotten very far in life, and sometimes like we wouldn't be like kind of, you know, able to take on certain challenges. And I feel like this is going to be one that I will epically fail at. But I give everything.
You do.
My
give
very
it your
best.
All.
I throw myself into everything.
So,
oh my God! Can we take it to the opticians, the size of the font.
That's just a copy and paste. Anyway, you're not meant to be looking because the answers are there.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little logic test this morning. Three questions for show. Play along at home.
Okay.
And we're going to see, you may need a pen and paper for this, to be honest with you.
No, if this is, I told you, I watched that 1% Club on Sunday night, right? I lasted 5 minutes. I went, is this meant to be entertaining to me? Am I sitting here going, I'm meant to be able to figure out what the answers is? I had to turn it off. My head, it was very difficult. Now,
okay,
now I was out Saturday night, so
yeah,
I don't
well,
know
there you go. Here we go then.
Oh no, not the tension music.
Okay, listen up.
I am.
There are two ducks in front of a duck, two ducks behind a duck, and a duck in the middle. How many ducks are there? There are two ducks in front of a duck, two ducks behind a duck, and a duck in the middle. How many ducks are there?
There's two ducks.
In front of a duck.
So there's one duck there, one duck. And then there's two ducks in front.
And there's two ducks behind a duck.
There's two
and
ducks.
There's a duck in the middle.
There's two ducks in front. And two ducks behind. And there's one in the middle. But then there has to be five ducks.
Well, the answer is three ducks.
Yeah, I know. Sure, I knew it wouldn't be what I'd say. Why is there three?
Well, I presume it doesn't say that they're in a line, so like they could be like that. So there's two ducks in front of a duck, two ducks behind a duck. So there's three ducks. You get me? You understand what I'm saying? No, it's still not. This does not compute.
You should have got somebody on to play this.
Oh, no, it's
somebody
much more fun with you.
Right,
here's number
of
two.
Of course, Paul, like three. Yeah. All right, Paul, pipe down.
Okay, Maggie is 21.
Oh, happy birthday, Maggie. Key to the door, Maggie. Key to the door. 21 kisses for Maggie.
Her brother, Lewis, is double her age.
Hang on a second. Maggie is 21. Hang on a second. I don't care if we're here till 10 o'clock.
We're gonna work this out. Maggie's 21.
Is 21. Okay.
Our brother Lewis is double her age.
Lewis is 42.
Okay. How old will Lewis be when Maggie's 40?
No.
Come on.
How old will Lewis?
This is an easy one.
Okay, so how old will Lewis be
when Maggie is 40?
So there's 21 years between them, and when Maggie is 40, so when Maggie is 40, that's 19. No, that's, don't do that. That's 19 years. So 9, 10, 11. He'll be 61.
He will be 61.
Oh my God!
Point on the board.
Oh, you're all great on WhatsApp. You're wonderful playing on National Logic Day.
Okay, we got one final question on
World
Logic Day.
I don't care now what happens. I got one. Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah. That duck one was an absolute joke.
Okay, now I really need you to listen to this.
Oh, no, I don't like this. I really feel like it's flashbacks to school days. Okay, go on.
Jane went to visit Jill.
No.
Jill?
Hang on a second, no. Not give them different names. Where did you get these?
Jane went to visit Jill.
Jane goes to see Jill. Okay.
Jill is Jane's only husband's mother-in-law's only husband's only daughter's only daughter. What relation is Jill to Jane? I'll give it to you again.
Jane. Yeah, after 10 o'clock the news will be very late this morning.
It could be Beat Drive. Jane went to visit Jill. Jill
Hang
is
on, you said it way too fast. I know Jane's gone to Jill. Yeah. What happens after that? Slow.
Jill is Jane's only husband's.
Slow. Jill is Jane's only so Jane's husband.
Only husband's mother-in-law.
Hang on. So Jill is the mother-in-law of Jane's husband. Hang on. Jill mill of Jane's husband.
This is starting to mean now.
Okay, yeah. Jill, mother-in-law of Jane's husband. Yeah, go.
Oh God, okay. So Jill is Jane's only husband's mother-in-law's only husband's only daughter's only daughter.
Nah. I'm sorry, but I think, like, there's nobody. If you get that on WhatsApp, I'll actually personally...
I'll tell you what, I'll read it one more time and then we'll park it and we'll give you the answer.
Nobody ain't nobody getting that.
Okay, one more time.
Do you know
time.
How they're going to get it? Because they're going to Google
it. Don't Google. Jane went to visit Jill. Jill is Jane's only husband's mother-in-law's only husband's only daughter's only daughter. What relation is Jill to Jane? See how you get on with that. Not getting up for the last one. You're just done, are you? You're spent.
You really challenged me there and I don't have anything, like not a single thing to give you. I've nothing left. And we will be late for Beat News and it's all down to this riddle.
Okay, so well done if you got it right. The answer was Jill is Jane's daughter. Now I'm going to read it out to you one more time, the riddle, and then I'm going to do what I did for show, which was replace it with her family names to try and explain it for those who are puzzled. So the riddle is Jane went to visit Jill. Jill is Jane's only husband's mother-in-law's only husband's only daughter's only daughter. What relation is Jill to Jane? So let's turn that around now. Sho went to visit Eve. Eve is Sho's only husband, Tom. Mother-in-law, that's your mother, Anne. Only husband, that's your dad, Phil. Only daughter, that's you, Shona. Only daughter, Eve.
Yay.
Here is day.
No, I still don't get it.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Fast date, so we're just having a little chat about ASMR this morning. We've got ASMR Amy in studio with us.
Yes.
We've heard Show's demonstrations of some lovely sounds there.
Thank you so much.
Next, we've got a little challenge to see, can we identify what Amy's nails are tapping?
Yeah.
So the man who's stepped forward bravely this morning is Alan in Kilkenny. Morning, Alan.
Welcome to the show.
How are you? Happy Monday.
Oh, God,
too.
Alan, you sound like a Monday. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. Good. It's dreary and rainy in Kilkenny, but it's winter. What can we do?
All right.
Come here, you mentioned in your message, what's your favourite ASMR sound?
Yeah, so cutting paper on the guillotine, that's across.
I've never used a guillotine, I've just realised.
You know.
Oh,
like
that is nice.
The slicer.
Do we have one? In the
I don't know if we have one. We would have had one over the years. You would have done it in school, like if they would have used one sheet, but like printed the same thing on both, and they want to cut it in half, and they just put them all in and slice.
It's very satisfying. Yeah. Where do you work, Alan? Do you use a guillotine?
No, I just use it. Actually, I was upcycling a calendar from last year because there was really nice images in it, so I'm going to frame them. So I was cutting them out. Yeah.
Are you like actually that sweet? That is the loveliest thing I've ever heard. Upcycling a calendar. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's deadly. Yeah. Okay, you're up for a little bit of crack this morning. You need a boost on a Monday morning. Step in ASMR Amy. She's got her nails done, Alan, right? So she is going to
relax.
The shellacs are on, hun. Yeah. You know your stuff. So basically what she's going to do is she's going to demonstrate with her nails. You've got to tell us what the three items are in order for you to get your hands on some cinema passes. So if we need to help you, we will. But you're confident in Alan, aren't you?
I'm confident in Alan. Maybe the third one we might need a bit of help with because it's quite out there.
Yeah. It's a bit out there. Right. Let's go with item number one. What is Amy tapping? ASMR Amy. Go for it.
Cup.
Yeah, we got a pro. You're making a mockery.
ASMR Alan is on the ball this morning. We will not be able to bring you down. Item number two for ASMR Amy. Alan, stand by. What is this? That's lovely.
Oh, that's what I say.
Keep going. No. Tap again. Let's all close our eyes.
Keyboard?
No. Now do the scrape ASMR Amy and see if you can get it.
Ready?
Yeah. So are you getting anything, Alan? ASMR Alan?
No, that's a tricky one.
I'll give you a clue. It's something that it comes out every day and you might sit down.
Paper? Newspaper?
Yes. Newspaper, well done to you.
Ah, you're running away with this. Alan, you're running away with this. It's a joke.
Now, okay, the third one. Yeah.
The third one, we won't say anything, right? And then we'll see how we can give you a clue. So ASMR Amy, go on.
Okay.
Maybe could be anthem. Scratch that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's obvious.
Speakers, lads, you're hard of a Monday. Come on.
That's very hard. I don't think you're ever going to get this. It's padded.
It's a bag.
It's got wire and it's padded. And it has.
I won't say what I was going to say.
No, I think you should say it, Alan. Go on. You are brave. We support you. Alan, give him a cheer. Come on.
Come on, Alan.
I think if you say it, you will be the owner of cinema passes. Come on, what is it, Alan? Go on.
Oh, jeepers. It's padded and it has a wire.
Yeah, go on, Alan. You know it. Don't be shy.
You might keep melons in it.
Don't be shy. It's got cups.
A bra?
Yay!
Joe's bra, which was removed 5 minutes ago.
I feel honoured.
Well, I wouldn't look at it, to be honest. It's not one of your better ones, Joe.
It's one of my old ones, Alan, but it did the job for this morning. It was hot when I took it off. Thank you so much for playing with us, darling. You've got yourself the cinema passes. Happy Monday to you.
Have a good week.
Thank you. Have a good week, guys. Thank you.
Bye. 8:30 on the button. We are ready to tackle our first dilemma of the week next.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning to you and thank you so much for your WhatsApps, and it's lovely to know that you're there and you're all present and accounted for. Okay.
It is
Friday. It is January 16th and it is time for Phil's game.
Let's do it. Are you ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Niall and Show waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
Did you do that?
I did that.
Oh, build a buzz for the main man. He's so busy all week and yet still he pulls it out of the bag. I love that. Okay.
Back when Katy Perry wasn't dating the former Prime Minister of Canada.
She's still with Justin.
They're doing a strong line, isn't it?
A strong line.
Yeah.
I'm talking about engagement now.
Really? How many times she married?
No.
Twice. Was she married to Orlando Bloom?
Yes.
And then the other one, Russell. Anyway, it's Phil's game, and in round one, Niall and Aoife are going head to head. It is a birthday game. All you've got to do is be closest to the age of the celebrity that we call out, right? Yeah. What we need next is for somebody to go head to head with the winner. So if you would like to play the birthday game, just send us a birthday cake to 085 1029 103. Cinema pass up for grabs for playing Phil's birthday game today.
Do you have cinema passes?
You're giving
away willy nilly at the moment.
And there's actually a good few good movies out.
Loads like the Marty Hamnet. Supreme, Hamnet, the Songbook Blue,
Saipan.
Anyway,
Okay, so we want to take the winner on 0851029103. Right, okay. Aoife, do you want to go first?
Okay.
Okay, Aoife, pick a number for me between 1 and 5.
6.
Aoife, it's been a long week, I know, for all of us, right? But, you know.
Sorry.
Maths.
Aoife is hands down one of the smartest people that I know in my world. But thank you for making me feel a little bit better on the show. It's normally me, darling. It's normally me. We'll try that again.
Okay, sorry. I was doing too much numerology last night. All the numbers, they're just...
Go on.
Okay, I'll go 5 then.
Okay. Glad we got there. Can you tell me, darling, what age Barry Keoghan is? Saltburn fame. I can't think of what else he's been in now that I
love.
Oh,
hate.
The Banshees of Inisherin. Yeah.
I'm going to guess 33.
And Niall, what age is Barry Keoghan?
I'm going to guess 30.
Aoife, it's 1 point for you. He is exactly 33. Woo! Congratulations.
I was Wikipedia-ing him hard last year.
Yeah, you had a quite an awful start there, but you clawed it back with the correct answer. Niall, you look so disappointed in yourself.
I don't think I've ever got to round two of this game. I've played against Killian, I've played against Orla, and I've played against Aoife.
You bet me last week.
Did I make the final?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, right,
you have a very short memory. Niall, a number between 1 and 5.
Does she not get to pick because she won? Oh. No. Remember your own rules now.
I don't know. Is that how we're...
Ring
game. Phil. Get him up now on the phone.
Phil's listening.
Yeah,
go on. Okay, okay.
Okay. I'll have to... Okay, one, two, three.
5 is gone.
Two.
Two. Can you tell me what age Billie Eilish is?
Oh, interesting. I'm going to say 24.
Niall.
I had 24 in my head too, but just to be different, I'll go 25.
Another point on the board for Aoife. She's exactly 24. You are nailing this.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Much more adept at numbers than we first thought. Okay, Aoife, 1 and 5, 2 and 5 are gone.
Oh, okay. 1.
1. What age is Tom Holland?
Oh.
Zendaya's other half.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. I'm going to say 30.
Okay, Niall, what age do you think Tom Holland is? You look so defeated. Come on, have a bit of fire in your belly.
I had 30 in my head too, but let's go 31 to be different.
I think he could be.
It's just not your day, Niall. Tom Holland is 29. Okay.
Oh,
this is a bit of a
that's
shambles. The game is over.
The game is over.
Just for the purpose. No,
on,
just
let
for
him
the purpose.
Do one. Let him do one.
Let him do one. I don't want to be a charity case for you girls.
The poor fella. He's going home for the weekend devastated. Right. Aoife, give me what do you want? 3 or 4?
4.
Okay. What age is Ronan Keating? His son, of course. Jack made his debut in All Stars Love Island last night. But what age is his dad?
I'm going to say 51.
Okay, and Niall?
He's
doing
maths,
his maths.
49 and 52.
What did you say?
51, 52.
Aoife's closer again because Ronan Keating is only 48.
No way.
Jeez.
He's just done an awful lot with his life. It's quite an annihilation here. That's 4 points for Aoife and one for...
Oh, annihilation
for
is the word.
You're really rubbing it in there, aren't you? Really rubbing it in.
I didn't even realise I was doing that. Yeah.
You know, the questions didn't suit you, though.
Yeah, yeah. Can I give you the last one and then we'll just wrap it?
Landslide.
Paul Mescal.
Oh, yeah. Paul Mescal is 29.
And Niall, what age would you have said if you had had a choice?
If I'd had an option, 28.
It was an absolute landslide for Aoife, and not only a landslide, he is 29. She has like hit the nail on the head for every single celebrity. It's never been done in Phil's game before.
Okay.
We haven't played him very much, but I think there's some kind of celebration that she needs. There's no way that you can beat this girl, but if you think you're hard enough this morning,
come on,
forward,
I need it, like, lads, come
Niall,
sorry,
Niall.
Firstly for Aoife, she deserves this. Well, come on now. I need the lads to come forward here and kick her ass. Do it for the guys this morning.
You don't have to be a lad.
Well, I'd like it.
I don't think that's necessarily what we're looking for. We're just looking for an opponent, right? So whoever feels that they can take her on and be a worthy winner this morning, cinema passes up for grabs. Get an emoji into us. Any emoji will do. 085-1029-103. Niall is devastated. And I'm not just saying it. He's incredibly competitive.
No, it's fine. I'm fine. Round two of Phil's game.
Niall and Show, waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, it's Friday. Niall's had a really, really, really unfortunate loss this morning in that he was...
It's not some family member around the door. But you
like,
said
how
that.
Are you doing it with the upbeat music in the background?
It was like the 2008 Kilkenny Waterford All-Ireland.
We don't talk about that, Aoife. We don't talk about that at all. Ever. It's never mentioned again. I was in Dublin that day. It was a very sad trip home.
I know. That was really harsh. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
You've already won, darling. Right.
Ballygunner, that's all I'll say.
Oh, yeah. And they are playing Galway, by the way. I was Galway. Right. Not Galway. And who has family here that live in Galway? Aoife. And what would they feel about that?
No, it's just that like...
Well, Ballygunner going to hammer you.
Galway. Lochry. Hun. And the tribesmen.
They say Galway. This is Phil's game. It's the birthday game. You've got to guess what age the celebrity is. And taking Aoife on this morning and hopefully trying to claw it back for Niall is Shanine in Wexford.
Morning.
Morning, hon.
How are you?
Oh, sure. It's like 18 minutes past 7 and I'm tired and it's still dark out.
Yeah. I know.
At least it's not that cold this morning though, Shanine. That's the only thing.
No, at least it's not cold. We can exist today. It's not cold. No hibernating.
Yeah. I know you're in the car. Who's with you?
Brian.
Morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm pretending to be shy.
Not a word.
That was incredibly awkward. So nice to have your company, Brian, but I understand you don't want to partake in Phil's game. That's okay. I'll explain
it. Insult to Phil, but that's neither
okay.
Here nor there.
We move.
Poor Phil
is right. Right, let's go for it. This is Shanine versus Aoife. Shanine, I'm going to let you pick first. So a number between 1 and 5, please.
4.
Number 4. Can you tell me, Shanine, what age you think Dua Lipa is?
Dua Lipa? Yeah. 23.
Okay. I heard Brian there. He's playing the game after all. And Aoife, what do you think?
I think that she's 29.
Unfortunately, Shanine, Aoife is closer. Dua Lipa is 30.
30.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
They all look like young ones, don't they, Shanine? Yeah.
I'm sure they must be using their own moisturiser or something.
The oil of Olay. Right, Aoife, your pick. What are you going for? 4 is gone.
2, please.
Number 2. Can you tell me what age is Braeburn Hosier?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 35.
Okay. And Shanine, what age is Hosier?
Oh, 33.
So sorry, Shanine. Aoife's just having some kind of weird sixth sense today. Hosier is actually 35. So that's another point for Aoife. Hang on in there, Shanine and Brian. Don't give up, okay? Never give up on your dreams. Aoife, what are you picking? 2 and 4 are gone.
I'll go 1.
Number 1, can you tell me what age Barack Obama is, former US president?
Okay. I'm doing the calculations. I'm going to say 56.
Okay, and Shanine and Brian?
64.
Shanine and Brian, you are bang on the money.
Way back in the game.
I actually second guessed myself there. Yeah, God. Yeah, he looks well for 64, doesn't he?
A bit of jeopardy here, right? The lads are back in the game. What number would you like? You've got 3 and 5 left.
3.
Number 3. What age is Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe?
Oh, I should know this now because, like, I love Harry Potter.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to push it. What age is Daniel Radcliffe?
35.
35. And Aoife, what do you say?
I say 38.
So Shanine again is closer. He's 36, which means it's 2 apiece. This is all to play for. Is Brian getting excited?
Sweating.
Yeah, okay.
Sweating.
Let's go for it. Shanine and Brian. What age is Paul Mescal?
We did that one already.
Okay, move on to that. Yeah. I missed that. What age is Adam Sandler?
Oh, Adam Sandler is 59.
And Aoife, what age do you say Adam Sandler is?
I'm going to say 60.
I can tell you now that the winner of Phil's birthday game today... is Shanine and Brian. And in a court of law, could you stand up and say nothing was Googled in that car this morning, Shanine and Brian?
Nothing was Googled.
Nothing was Googled. What age is Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler is 59.
59.
Bang on the money.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were both being very unkind to him there.
No, he's 59. Congratulations, guys. You've got your hands on the cinema passes. This is Brian's last chance. Is there anything you want to say on Beat Breakfast this morning, Brian? The floor is yours.
Yours. Come on, everybody.
Anything at all, Brian?
Profound.
Anything at all? No. There you go. Said something.
That happy went well. Weekend,
happy
guys.
Happy Friday, guys. Have a good
Beat
one.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
Oh, today's going to be a food day all around. It's going to be a good food day because I'm going out for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Number 21, the beef.
Number 21, the beef.
All right, okay. Anyway, welcome to Friday's Beat Breakfast. It is so lovely to have your company. Obviously, it's Friday. We're a little bit giddy and now we've had some sugar, which is... always has an effect at this hour of the morning when you're not used to it. What are we doing now?
Well, I tell you what, we're going to chat about it's another week of you being a bit of an aegis.
Oh,
what's new? Welcome to 2026. And this time it's all been about your words falling over and getting things slightly wrong.
You know there's those phrases in life where you almost avoid using them because you're not 100% sure of what they are. Or maybe you've been using them for years and you realise actually that's not the correct term.
I think what happens with you sometimes is you actually probably do know them, but you kind of rush into saying them without thinking and then you mess up in the middle, right?
Did you pull the audio of the one I did the other day? No,
I didn't pull any
okay.
audio.
So the other day, I don't think we were actually talking on the radio at the time.
Talking.
And I said, it's... Oh God, I'm such an idiot. I said it's six a dozen of one.
No,
six of one, ten a dozen of the other.
Six of one, ten a dozen of the other. That's not right.
And I won't be using that phrase again, all right? Because what is it again?
It's six of one, half a dozen.
Yeah, no, half a dozen. Anyway, so that was my first kind of mishap, shall we say, of the week. And then yesterday in the office, I can't even remember what we were talking about, but producer Amy was there and Brian was there and Aoife was there. Everybody was there basically to witness my faux pas. And I just turned around. I don't think I even looked up from my desk.
No, you didn't.
And I just turned around and I said, well, look, it, you can bring a horse to the well, but you can't make him drink it. And I was like, that's not right, is it?
Yeah.
And they went, no, sure. Yeah.
Look, we all have someone like this in our life who always gets those kind of jumbled up and messed up. Actually, it's called a malaphor is where you kind of put two phrases together and mix them up. So it's like, we'll burn that bridge when we cross it.
We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
No, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it is the phrase. But also you burn bridges. So people are mixing the two of them up.
Ah, okay. Yeah. This is me. All right.
And
okay.
Then you have also malapropisms, which is where people just get words all sorts of jumbled up. If you have a good example of your own, we would love to hear it. Or if there's someone in your life who always does this and totally jumbles it up. 085-102-9103 voice notes. Welcome.
Okay.
However, what you are talking about in terms of six and one half dozen of another is an idiom. Right? You're learning a lot this morning, aren't you? It's an idiom.
I do remember this in school. Yeah. I think we did it.
And so I've just got a few other ones here. And
okay.
I'm just going to see. You may get these right. Because I think if you get time to think about it, you should get it. Okay. But let's just very quickly fly through a few quick ones. A bird in the hand.
A bird in the hand is worth... a few in the bush or something. It's something two in the bush. See, I don't use these. Okay, go on.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks. I know this one. It's something to do. Too many cooks spoil the broth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. When life gives you lemons,
make lemonade.
Good one. The road to hell is. The road to hell is. Is that a tough one?
It's quite long.
So.
No.
The road to hell is. Is
long and
narrow.
No,
the road to hell is full of fire.
We're not gonna get this.
The road to hell is. Maybe. Give me the next word. The road to hell
is paved.
Paved for you. I don't know that.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Have you not heard that before?
No, I've never heard that.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. This is one I'm not too aware of, but fools rush in where?
Gladly.
Fools rush in where?
Loser.
Yeah, I said it's a tough one. I
What's
don't hear
that?
Too much. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Ah, nobody's using that. Ain't nobody got that.
The proof of the pudding
is in the pie.
No. No. It's not in the pie. The proof of the pudding is
in the pie. I don't.
Have you been going around saying it's in the pie?
Because it's like the pudding, the pie. The proof of it is in it. If you, the proof of the pudding is in the pie. The proof of the pudding is in the bake. I don't know that one.
The proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Oh, that makes more sense.
It does, doesn't it? And one last one, and this is my favourite one that I use all the time, so you may know it from me. You may as well be hung for
a donkey as a lamb.
No,
no,
a donkey.
A show. Oh, a sheep.
No. Oh, wrap it up, wrap it up. But
sure, a donkey can work as well.
No, because a sheep and a lamb are the same thing. One is small, one is big, so you may as well do the really bold thing.
Oh, it's the same. Okay, I get it. Small and big. Oh, God,
Marty, Marty. Okay, over to you. Are you somebody who messes these up all the time, or do you know, have you heard a good one lately? 085-102-9103. I just
start your day the right way with Beat Breakfast. Show waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
Yeah, we're talking about getting those words and phrases jumbled up. Show's a legend at it. Neil was on. He says, I don't know if this is him or somebody else, but sure, it's water under the fridge.
That kind of works as well.
Sammy, how are you?
How you doing?
Now, you are like Show's word twin, is that right? You jumble up a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
What happened, Sammy? What have you done in the past?
I've come out with some buttes. My sister even said I should write a book. Okay. That'd be famous.
Give us a couple of examples.
Yeah. So one of them would have been, and I said this for years before I found out the real answer of it, selling sand to the Jews.
Oh God.
Yeah. I'm not even going to explain why I thought that was a good saying. I'll just skip on the next one there. Another one I came out with was sticking my head in the sand like a camel. Turns out, actually an ostrich. There have been a few of them. Okay. One of them was something about circles and squares.
Yeah.
Going around, like taking two steps forward and going around in circles or something.
I think people are permanently confused when they speak with you.
My daughter just doesn't listen to me anymore.
Like, I don't know where to go from there.
Is that even a real thing you're saying? I'm like, of course it's a real thing. What are you talking about? She's like, no, it's not.
It's real in your head anyway, Sammy. Happy Friday.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Bye.
Of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Oh. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yes.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax.
The fix.
Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Sucker for a headline, me. I am the clickbait queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this and I thought this is going to be very relatable and also a story that I think people will listen to and go, I wish I had the guts, the Lee Roadie to do this, right? So if you're in a coffee shop or a restaurant, right? And okay, this is,
envisaging it. We're all having difficulties with words today. I'm envisaging it. Yeah.
I think that I am this person, right? So I'm going to read out what happened first. So this lovely teacher, right? She was out for coffee and cake. And she's even shared a picture of herself with said coffee.
What kind of cake did it say?
It looks like she's having a coffee cake.
Okay.
So she was left mortified after she was in this coffee shop. And a stranger, complete stranger, left her a handwritten note. So Paulina was out enjoying an Americano.
Okay.
In Hammersmith, right? In West London. When the nightmare situation unfolded.
So, was it just dropped on her desk? How did she...
She was sitting at the table, right? She's 32, Paulina is. She was sitting with a colleague when an older woman came over to the table and didn't say anything, but just placed a note down beside her, right?
Okay.
And on the note, it said, "For you." It was double-sided. It was written in green ink on torn paper. And this is what the contents of the note said.
Green ink.
Green ink, yeah, she had a green pen. Okay.
I used to love a green pen when I was small.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had a green pen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, Niall was posh. He'd every colour, I'd say.
Well, I did, but no
green
pens.
Did you have
pens?
One of those pens that had all the colours?
No, I didn't like those.
Okay.
But a green pen was quite common.
Was it?
Green and red pen, as opposed to your blue and black.
Remember
there was
green.
Four main bics. Black, blue, red and green.
Yeah. The note said, "Hi, I don't know if you are aware. Your voice, volume has been overwhelming to us."
This could happen to you.
I know.
This could happen to you.
It continues. "We have been unable to have a conversation as we cannot hear each other."
I love this old one.
However, we have heard every word of your conversation.
Yeah, this is you and Cathy Wex having coffee.
We know the name of your cats. This is a space for more than yourself. And unfortunately, we've had to leave. And then the last line says, something to think about.
What do you think of that?
I think it's extremely loaded. I think if somebody has been loud, just go over and go, I'm really sorry. Mm. Like, that is so past remarkable. That's so like, oh, think about your life choices. I, hand on heart, say this could be me. Tom is always giving out.
Yeah, you do.
Why do you have to be so loud? Yeah. Why can't you keep it
and
on a lower tone?
I fear that the old woman could be me.
I know, this is what I thought. I was like, this would be you. You wouldn't be able
but
to
I love
say
her. I love her style. Okay, it's a little bit rude, but I love her style. Just drop the bomb and keep going.
Yeah.
You know?
Paulina took to, like, went, brought it online at the Story Only Broke Today. She said she was mortified, nightmare situation. She's seen the funny side of it. When she put it up online, a lot of people are saying it's very threatening. You know,
it's I don't know if it's threatening. It's what do they call passive aggressive?
It's passive aggressive. Yeah. It's absolutely passive aggressive. But I think there's two types of people in the world. There's types of people that go, now obviously if I'm having like a really private conversation, I will try and keep my tone down. But in
is still about 150% of normal people's.
But I just get overexcited. Like, you know, every situation, like most situations where I'm eating out or whatever and I'm telling a story, I've probably taken her up an octave, and I need to look at that. I don't want to be the victim of one of these.
You don't want to be Paulina.
No, I don't. I don't. Paulina's had a lot to deal with. She's just a teacher living her best life, talking about her cats. Well, and now suddenly it's
the thing about it is, Paulina's had this happen to her. You've seen it. Something to think about, show. Eh?
Question is, to those of you listening this morning, are you more?
Are you Paulina,
or are you old lady?
Old lady.
Yeah. 085 102 9103, because I could be Paulina. Could be a bit
late. Breakfast with McDonald's, the only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
I do not doubt me. I am going to tell you something technical. Anyway, it's Thursday morning. Welcome to the show, January 15th. It is Beat Breakfast. It's an Ireland show. Producer Amy's here, and I'm going head to head for the second time this week against Beat News. It's the lovely Aoife.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, darling. How are you?
A nice start to a Thursday for your show, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to beat me.
No, I don't. I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Joe is a secret prodigy at Beat the Intro.
I've definitely improved.
Oh yeah, this time last year, like, you were getting your ass kicked by Killian every day, and then you came back in the game, and now you're the champion. I don't know though. Like, can I play devil's advocate here? Like, do you have a little advantage over the news team because you're here, the songs are playing, you know their titles, you introduce them on your Saturday show, and they're focusing on scripts.
You've met me though, and you know my memory.
Nothing goes in.
I have random facts from like the showbiz world. Like yesterday, I was sitting at my desk and I said, do you ever just wonder, like, you know, you just think about it and you go, can you believe that Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford split up? And Amy, like Rachel from Beat News, went, I know what you mean. And Amy just took her headphones off and she goes, they split up.
Oh, for God's sake. This is why I don't sit in the open plan. This is why. This is it summed up.
I just have random.
I agree with you on that
musing.
One, though.
I can totally understand.
No.
He's a pain in the hole.
Yeah, but I thought they were just like kind of, she found him and like, I just didn't see that one coming, to be honest with you.
Okay.
All right.
Right. I think you went first on Tuesday, did you?
You did.
Okay,
so that means you'll go first this morning.
Okay, I will.
So your keyword this morning is move.
Move. We like to elongate our vowels in the southeast.
I like to move it.
Good one.
I
no
like
intro
to move
though.
Move it.
Right, let's start. 2011, number one all over the world. An easy one to start.
It's just a really good guitar riff. It moves like it. Jagger, Maroon 5.
Well done. I'll give you that.
What year was it?
2011.
Yes.
14 years old.
That sounds fresh. That's mad.
You'd still shimmy to this if you were out and came on the bar, you know?
Yeah, baby.
Definitely.
Okay, let's keep going. I need to sneeze. Let me try to get through this.
Are you going to sneeze? Bless you.
Okay, next up, we are going to 2006. Reached number 7 in the charts, but only number 66 in Germany. They weren't mad on it. Here we go. You know this.
Oh, I love it.
So, she moves in her own way.
Correct.
Who sings it?
Stop looking at Amy.
I'm going to say James Morrison, but no, it's not. I know.
It's Amy era. I tell you, when we're talking about 2006, I always have an Oxygen fact. I was at backstage at Oxygen because we were broadcasting from there, and I went to eat a gourmet burger place.
Ooh.
And I sat down. Now, the burgers were €8, which was a lot in 2006.
Yeah,
but
God, that was very good. Now.
€20, yeah, probably.
They were very good. Yeah. And I was sitting there, and the lead singer of this act sat beside me eating his gourmet burger.
All of your Oxygen stories are name dropping, though.
They are.
Yeah, they're
bit,
really
act,
like, act, wait till I tell you.
Act,
yeah.
Act.
Mm. They were, oh, like they weren't a one hit wonder, but they weren't like.
No, they had another song called Ooh La.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have it. Go on.
I know.
Go on.
I should have it.
It's the Kooks.
Yeah. They were actually American.
No, they were British.
What am I thinking of?
They were British because, of course, that was a big song on the Inbetweeners as well. Oh. Right, remember, it's points for the artist, points for the song title, so 3 points so far.
So deflated already. You've only lost a point.
I know, but I feel like I should have got that one, you know.
That's
what I mean?
That's kind of tricky, though, because it does sound a lot
did
like.
Did the Cooks sing last night?
No, that's that was the Strokes.
The Strokes, see, she has everything and she's getting in there before
show.
Me.
Oh,
who am I?
Who are you?
Somebody check me.
Okay, next up, we're going to 2024. Okay.
Okay, you got this.
Top
girl.
10 hit. You've heard this at least 500 times in the last 18 months on Beat, but do you know the artist and the song title? It's a tricky one.
Right, it was played like a lot. But to actually
think of the artist,
I think
I'm looking for the lead artist on this. There was, of course, a guest vocal.
And I don't even know the name of it.
Well, think about the words.
Think about your keywords.
Move.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh, yes.
It's called Move. That's the point.
Damn it. Damn it.
I think you either know this or you don't know this. It's not going to be a guess.
It's not a DJ person.
It is. It's a producer type person as the lead.
Oh, okay. We'll go Calvin Harris.
No. Do you know?
Yeah. I think I do.
Gala. I don't know what that even
means. No, I think I wouldn't even think that. Is this person not like you wouldn't see the name a lot on the playlist? No.
Well, it's the only song we have of them on the playlist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's Adam Port.
Correct.
And it is Camila Cabello.
Yeah. That was a special version.
Oh, there's more than one version. Classic Adam.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. An easier one next. A number two hit from 2008.
What a classic. The girls love it.
Oh my gosh, like,
drooling.
We went camping for Gashka,
yeah.
And I sang this song in our little camping trip.
Give us an old bar of it there.
No!
Go on.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Somebody throw a log on the fire, isn't it?
We're in Rathgormack in the hall.
You're such a gorgeous voice.
Man who can't be moved, the script.
Yeah.
I'm less deflated today anyway.
You're doing well, darling. You're doing really well.
They came into our studio at Oxygen.
Oh, did they? It's getting a bit boring now.
They were lovely.
Our local
Mary gave them sucky sweets.
For their vocal cords. Yeah. Keep lubricated.
What?
That's what you do as a singer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you do. Yeah. And steam.
Steam and honey. Steam, yeah. Like you literally I was in a play years ago, a singer, and she would like put her head back, right? And she'd get honey on a spoon and she would drip right back. Oh.
Do you know what they have now in the supermarket? This is a tangent. I went looking for Jaffa cakes the other day. Oh. I just had a need, a want.
Yeah, you really wanted a cake, yeah?
And they always have new flavours. They have honey flavoured Jaffa cakes now.
You know, Vinny and I have exchanged Jaffa cake variations over the years.
I went for the lemon and lime.
I would have went for
the honey one, though. That does sound kind of nice.
Yeah, just drip, 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 back on your throat.
Okay, well, you've got 6 points. You're already doing better than Tuesday.
Yes.
So well done.
Okay, okay.
And we've got one song left, and it's from 2018.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
I love this song.
I know what it is, but I just, who is the artist? Oh. Oh.
I know.
I can't move on.
Can't move on is just this name. Come on, think. This is a band. They were everywhere.
Hey.
Hey.
What kind of a band? Can you give me a hint of what kind of a band?
She's kicking up
2018.
Now.
Okay, 2018.
They were very of they, yeah. They were big around then.
2018, yeah. Like a band, a boy band.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the right vibe. Vibe.
I'm gonna no. It's not boy band. It's not. The boy.
No,
band
but they way. Are
Irish.
Mm-hmm. Amy.
I'm sending it to you.
We're going to put a timer on you shortly.
Picture this.
No.
No.
Same, kind of same vibe.
The Academic.
At the same time. No.
Close. No.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, why did they do the Eurovision?
Mm.
Oh, Wild Youth.
Yay. Hey, we got there eventually.
On the street.
They did the beat in the street.
And I met them backstage. I don't know if I told you this story before. Sorry, I just want to step on Mr. Main Man Paris' toes.
When I was at Longitude one
year. Oh, for God's sake.
I was due to do an interview with them and I was brought to their dressing room and I just sat and chilled with the lads for a while. Good guys, the Wild Youth.
The Eurovision song though.
No.
Yeah, it didn't work.
But like this one is great.
Yeah, they've good pop songs.
I don't know where they are. Are they taking a break or have they split? We haven't heard anything in a long time.
I think one of them is doing something on their own.
Well, Connor is a great songwriter in that he wrote most of the big Moncrief songs. Which,
no
Chris,
way.
Yeah. Okay, 8 points. You got to be happy with that.
Thank God. I'd like to thank my mother, my father.
Now,
my cat.
Can show do better is the question.
Just to go back to your Jaffa cakes, they are hot honey flavour and they're horrible.
That's
honey.
Hot honey, and that is from Stu. Stu has tried the hot honey and not a fan.
Glad I went for the lime or lemon or lemon
I'm
and lime.
I'm such a classicer. Like when it comes to something like a Jaffa cake, what are you messing with it for?
Right, come on, in the zone now, show in
I'm
the
really
zone.
I'm really in the zone. I'm feeling good because we've just had an offer that I've never thought would come our way. And I said to you yesterday, it was a good day and everything that happened yesterday was great. But today is we've ramped it up. We've been offered the opportunity to take part, thanks to Lucy who listens to this show, to take part in some harp lessons.
I mean,
those things, you can dream about certain things in life, but then something like that comes along.
So
and it's something that you just wouldn't even dare to dream that because you would think, where would I get a harp? Where would I get someone that would be willing to teach me to play the harp?
Can any of you do a little tune on the piano?
Yeah.
She did piano
great
lessons.
Too, yeah.
So...
I had my own keyboard when I was small. I could do the EastEnders theme.
Oh, I feel like you'd pick it up as well.
Very musical.
This is going to be good. Yeah. I'm feeling good about this.
Stand by. Watch out for our socials.
Theatre Royal, we are coming for a performance.
Actually, we'll do this live on the radio. Lucy, we'll talk to you afterwards. Right, back to beat the intro. This is round two. Aoife did exceptionally well. She got 8 points this morning. So, my go.
Your theme word this morning is gotta. Gotta.
Oh, that's a good one.
Gotta. Don't say any songs because they might be in there. I hate when you ruin it like
Gotta
that.
Gotta tell you it's now, but it wouldn't be.
Here's
right.
Your first song. So don't say any songs; they might be in there. Number one from 2000. What could it be? What could it be?
So I think maybe you are psychic. We were discussing this. You do have a certain mystic
I'm
to
sorry,
you, don't you?
No.
Ruined it. Ruined it.
Yeah, well, you ruined something earlier on. I can't remember what it was.
Because I said I'd had a sesame stick once.
I was trying to get him to do a sesame stick taste as if he'd never had one, but no, Niall, I've had them before. Sorry, it's Samantha Mumba, and gotta tell you, I'm sorry. You know I love Samantha.
I love this. Okay, let's keep going. We're off to 2020 next. This is short. Listen up.
Flip my heart about funded terms. Is that it?
Something like that.
Help my heart. Help my heart about 100. Give it to me again. Hundred times.
I don't think they're the words.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
It is, yeah.
It's, I loved this song when it was out. What a man gotta do? What a man gotta do? Great opportunity.
Oh, here we go. She's been waiting all morning for this. Over to you.
So the year was 2008 and I was working as a children's TV presenter in RTE, and the Jonas Brothers, were they promoting an album or was it Camp Rock? I can't remember.
They were still the Virgins with their purity rings.
They had their rings on.
They definitely did a tour and included Ireland in one of the dates, because I cut out a picture of it from the Irish Independent.
Sure, yeah. Oh, wow.
So a very kind of nervous presenter went to meet them in the Morrison and sat opposite them and gave them a framed picture of me.
Wow.
And were they nice?
They were so nice. Mm. Every single one of them, they were so lovely.
Was Nick hot?
I don't think I was.
Nick is kind of small.
Yeah, but they were just lovely. They were really, really sweet. Sorry,
okay,
Niall.
You've got to keep your humble brag stories brief. That's the only thing. That's the rule, okay? We're going to move on.
We got your burger and then going in. Yeah. Oh, no.
More to come. Right, we're moving on. And next up is a number 3 hit from 2011, but only made number 69 in Canada. They weren't mad on it.
I have no idea what that is.
Go again?
Wouldn't have been, I don't know if it's your vibe.
Go again? What is the fact?
Number 3 in 2011.
Could give you the first line.
2011?
I feel like I should know.
It's either like a ballady kind of thing, or is it a boy band? Is it a boy band?
I'm not giving you any.
I don't know what that is.
Amy shouted from the corner.
It's gotta be
One Direction.
It's gotta be
Raging.
So
Shafted
did I tell
that
you about the time I was thrown over to Wembley Stadium and I saw One Direction was sitting in front of me? Just to see them up close and personal, Harry and Zayn. Something else, I tell you.
Did you ever interview Niall?
Oh, did I interview Niall? Sit down, everybody, sit down.
I'd prefer to keep this brief.
Twice I have been in the company of Niall Horan. Lovely guy, and we have great banter. We go, Niall. It's like the Spider-Man meme, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I need to push on. We're very late. We're going to go now to 2002, to a UK number one, but only number 92 in Switzerland. Here we go.
Ah.
You know this.
Okay, thank you. Because I can only level with Eva now, but it is a wee. Daniel Bedingfield.
Yeah.
Sister of Natasha. Brother of Natasha. Brother of Natasha. Not sure where you went. He's still a producer, I think. I believe he's a producer. And it's Gotta Get Through This. Yeah.
Daniel Pooter and him, I got
Pooter. Pooter, not Pooter. Not Pooter.
I don't think anyone would make it in the charts as Pooter.
Yeah. Do you know what a Pooter is? Am I right in saying it's not a thing you blow into?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I did it in Castlecomer Discovery Park once.
You blow into it when you're the guards stop you?
No. We sucked insects into it.
I think so.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not mad.
I've never heard of that.
Scientist, help me out here. Right, you got one song left.
I think you're going
to
do it.
To draw today.
It'll be the overall winner of the week, but to draw today, right? It's from 1994. It's an old one.
94.
Yeah, I think you'll get it because I think this song is right up
a bit
your
of me,
street.
Is it?
I think it could be on one of your morning 6 a.m. playlist type things, right? Here we go. Are you too young to?
Oh, I know this.
Okay.
And I actually know the artist too.
Yeah. Beautiful song.
I know the artist. It's the name of the song. Is it Desiree?
It is Desiree.
Is it You Gotta Be?
It is You Gotta Be. Everybody.
You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You
I did a world record of primary schools this song. I don't know what it was
she
about.
She has some serious random facts about these songs.
This has been a great day for random
facts. Her facts are more interesting than your facts. Yeah. Your
I met the artist. I did a world record.
I never met Desiree. I'm gutted to say I never met Desiree. Well done. Okay, so it's a draw this morning. 8 points apiece. Overall show wins the week. But good comeback, Aoife.
Thanks.
Going into next week strong.
I'm feeling better. Yeah, I'm feeling better. I feel positive. I'm going to, you know, update the positivity corner after this.
And you know what you got to do for next week?
What?
You got to be cool. You got to be wise. You got to be stronger.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
17 after 9 last night, finally, after delays, saw the return of Love Island All-Stars as the... what do they call them? Not campmates, housemates.
Islanders.
Islanders. It's in South Africa.
Well, they're called like Love Island.
How is it Love Island in the middle of South Africa? South Africa is not an island.
You're really angry with Love Island All Stars. You're really picking a hole in it. Like, it's just watch it or don't watch it.
No, no. I would not begrudge anyone their pleasure in the evenings. Whatever floats your boat, go for it. I watched some Scutter myself.
Yeah, okay.
But I gave it a lash last night just to see how Jack got on, and it reminded me of all the reasons why. It's just not for me.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. But I don't think they're going to change.
The Apprentice is back now next week.
And more highbrow.
24 hours in police custody. You know, things I can learn from.
Yeah. You watch some terrible TV as well.
No, that's good TV.
He watches horrendous television. But anyway, this is in tribute to that. The Great Beat Breakfast. I've got a text. Love Island All Stars Friday game show. You don't need to know anything about Love Island. You don't need to know anything about anything, really, to be honest with you. Lisa's given it a go this morning. She knows what she's gotten herself in for. Welcome to the show, lovely.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Are you a bit afraid now that you've come on? You're thinking, what have I done?
Yeah.
What are you up to? Where are you going? What are you doing? What's happening on your Friday?
I'm on my way to work.
Okay, can we ask what work is? Because we're nosy.
I'm a beautician in New Ross.
Very nice. Very good. So what's on the agenda today, Lisa? Are you back to back?
Back to back for the day. Yeah.
Okay, very good. And do you love it, Lisa?
I do. Yeah, I do.
I think it might be such a rewarding job, making people just feel better about themselves. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah.
Right. I will tell you, and I've said it to you and you've listened before, you know there is no, there's no skill required here. You really just need to indulge us a little bit and maybe just give us a big laugh every now and then and just let us know that you're
humour
having
her,
fun.
Basically. You know humour show. Humour her.
Okay.
Do you
think, that's good. That's good. That kind of laugh just thrown in a few times throughout the game. Let's get down to it. Question number one. All of these questions and answers relate to the theme of this week's quiz. I've got a text, Love Island All Stars. Question number one. Before we had WhatsApp, all we had to send was a what? Was it A, a flexed message, B, a text message, or C, a vexed message? Now, please, Lisa, you know this game. You know how it works. Take your time. The laughter in the background is lovely. That's a great start. Just take your time, A, B, or C. And when you're ready, you come forward. All right?
I think I'll have to go with B. A text message.
Text message, Lisa. That was the right answer. 1 point on the board. One step closer to a €50 one for all. Lisa, question number two. There's a famous phrase that says this. No man is a what? Now, Lisa, this is quite profound, okay? No man is an A, island. No man is a B, peninsula.
Peninsula. Peninsula. Okay. I don't know what that was, Lisa, but we'll just roll with it, okay? We'll roll.
Peninsula.
Or
C, no man is an inlet.
Okay. Island, peninsula, or inlet. What do you reckon it might be?
Just take your time. You might have been a bit thrown there by the peninsula. Peninsula. How do you say it? Peninsula.
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 Pen. Don't pew.
Peninsula. I can't say it. I don't think I've ever said that word before. Peninsula.
You have a peninsula.
Yeah,
you
peninsula.
Have. Yeah.
Oh, I have a peninsula.
Sorry, Lisa. Over to you.
Lisa, what's the answer?
That's okay. I think.
No man is.
Oh, God, you're confused.
I'm confused.
Throw her completely. Lisa. No man is a.
Not a peninsula.
Is it A?
It's Island. Well, I actually think I genuinely confused you there. I'm so sorry.
You had me convinced it was B, and I was like, no, it isn't.
No man is a peninsula. I'm sure.
Turns out it's a word I can't say, Lisa. Peninsula. Peninsula. Question number three. Finish this Smash Mouth lyric. Hey now, you're a all bar, B all car, or C all star.
Hey man, you're a.
Now, Lisa, take your time, please. Like, don't rush into this.
I'll go C, all star.
Yes, yes. Lisa.
Making a mockery.
I say it every week. You, my friend, are making a mockery of people listening to this quiz. Right, question number four. Two more to go. The torture will be over very soon, Lisa. But I think, surprisingly, I think you're having a ball, are you?
Yeah, it's made my Friday better.
Yes, that's what we want to hear. Right. It's another phrase, Lisa, all right? Oh, don't get thrown.
Okay. Right, I'll try not to.
Complete this well-known phrase used when you can't think of something to say, right?
Oh, God.
So it's...
Okay. I think, I'm guessing she's delighted with her question and answers here. That's why she's giggling to herself. So just give her a mope. She'll get there.
Hey, cat got your belly button. B, cat got your cruciate ligament. See, cat got your time. Take your time.
Oh, I think I'll go with C.
Not the greasy ligament.
The belly button. Cat got my belly button. Okay,
right.
We need to compose
That's
ourselves.
Right,
it's the audio round.
This audio clue, Lisa, you've done so well. Really have made a mockery of people. It's a joke, really, isn't it? It's the last question. It's an audio clue, and we're going to sing at you. And there's just one word that we're looking for to complete this.
Okay.
Okay.
Round, and then you'll take the 50 euro, and we'll all move on with our lives. Okay. This is this is a Leona Lewis song, right? Mm. Leona Lewis, of course, famous for winning X Factor. And we will just sing at you, and then you'll complete the word, and we're just going to do a little.
It's almost deadly. Her indicator is almost like our rhythm.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Okay. So. Warm up the vocal cords, everybody. Producer Amy, Niall.
Actually, we should let Amy lead a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
she's the singer.
She's a singer, yeah.
She's the singer.
She's released singles.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
I keep bleeding.
The love.
Yay! That's
I
over.
Mean, it's love, not the love, but we'll give it to you.
Thanks.
We're not going to split hairs at this stage. You have been the most wonderful sport on the Friday Game Show. You're an absolute lovely, lovely, lovely person. Thank you for indulging us and bringing the crack this Friday morning. You've won yourself the 50 euro one for all.
Well done, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
Have
You're
a great
so
weekend.
Welcome, darling. Happy Friday.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.